of Lord, nothing happens. Then everywhere Krishna's influence will work. But one point Krishna not wants to disturb, that is freedom. Krishna gives freedom to the jiva souls, and that he is not taking back. And freedom for service, but if it is misused by the conditioned soul, that reaction will go to them. Otherwise freedom is necessary for the service. And for that Krishna given that freedom to all the jiva souls. Also demigod, they are within that jiva souls category. Except Lord Shiva. He also one position as demigod, another position as Sadashiva. When he is Sadashiva, their power is included with power of Vishnu. Because Tallingam Bhagavan creation when started, he is in the middle, always satisfying the wills of Lord Vishnu, and he is Linga Murti. We are worshipping, that Shiva's Linga Murti, Shiva Linga, we are worshipping. That Linga Murti cause of creation. Throwing the power into Mahamaya and Jiva Shakti mixed there. That jiva shakti taken form through Lord Shiva. All is power of Vishnu, no doubt. But Vishnu himself not in form with the Maya or Tatastha Shakti. Shuyate Sacharacharam. Hetunani Dukunte a Jagad Bipari Vartate. Srimad Bhagavad Gita said, Maya Dhakkena Prakriti Shuyate Sacharacharam. Prakriti activated. And Mahavishnu throwing his plans and jiva souls. They are also activated all. It is coming through Lord Shiva. Shiva's position is as a gentle position.
I've very often heard that the Asura is
natural.
How
far
it is true?
Natural. In English. Next to God is Satan. It is English expression. Next to God means Satan. And Asura, they are empowered by Satan. Satans have power, and that power going to the Asura.
But sometimes we find that the Asura conquer over the demigods.
Demigods and Asura almost, they have same power. But demigods are blessed by Vishnu, and Asura are not blessed by Vishnu. This is different with Asura and demigods. We heard from Guru Maharaj one story. When British government and German, they are fighting, one question come, who will win? The one famous yogi, you know his name maybe, Aurobindo Ghosh, he told the British will win and Germany must be defeated. But power of Germany that time was so much. Then again question come, why you are telling this? Now we are seeing Germany so powerful and they can demolish the British country and always they are throwing veto, etc., many weapons. Finally, Aurobindo Ghosh said, because British is blessed by Lord, that is only cause. British not powerful like Germany at present, but finally British will win because British is blessed by Lord. How much it was to later we understand. Near 7 days, near to victory, it was position of Germany. But within that 7 days, everything changed, wholesome. And Hitler told, a mysterious power working in my favor. 7 days give time, my militant. 7 days you continue anyway, within 7 days I can finalize. And after hearing that Eisenhower, Churchill, and everyone was very shocked. Only 7 days, that means he is going to throw the weapon as atom bomb. Then this is time not to give 7 days to them. Then Churchill gone to Stalin. Stalin is enemy of Churchill. But that time Churchill himself talked to Stalin. Now our common enemy is Germany. Germany is your enemy, Germany is my enemy, Germany is Japan's enemy.
Japan was friend.
And Japan not was friend, that time little Japan gone little. Shopkeeper and shoemaker. This is what used by Hitler. British may be shopkeeper and shoemaker may be Japan. That was his comment. Anyhow, then America all make a meeting and finalize, this is the last chance. If we can defeat Hitler, we can do that. Otherwise, Hitler will throw the weapon. They considered that way, and war finished, Second Great War. Then some people of India, they understand, Aurobindo Ghosh told, British blessed by the God. And that blessings of God, it is not with Hitler. Then Hitler must be defeated. The demigods and demons. Position demons sometimes so big, so high. Demigod, when they are defeated by demons, before that they crash the demons' group. Again they come out by the power of Shukracharya. They are all killed by demigods. And Shukracharya throws some water over that and they have got life. That is Mitra Sanjeevani power. It was with Shukracharya, not with Brihaspati. But finally they are defeated by demigod. And when Bali Maharaj come out as super demon, but Bali Maharaj have mood of devotion. He respected Vishnu. Vishnu given him that opportunity. And Vishnu not gone other way. He taken opportunity of his devotion and went to Bali Maharaj and told, I am a Brahman. Brahman. And Bali said, anything you can ask me, I can give you. And Shukracharya said, no, you cannot understand, he is Vishnu, he is Vishnu. And Bali Maharaj said, if he is Vishnu or anything, but it is my promise in this first sacrifice, what I am doing, this sacrifice, anyone Brahmin will come and ask me, I shall give him anything. But he will cheat you. But maybe if Vishnu wants to cheat me, he can do that. And Shukracharya had to consider he is my foolish disciple. And the Mahamunda said, I need 3 path land, 3 footsteps of land. And Bali understand he is Vishnu. And he told, if it is, then it is my good fortune. Who is the chief of the whole creation? He come and asking me something. This is my good fortune. Then I must give him. Then Bali Maharaj, taking the waters from the Komandalu, and within that Komandalu, Shukracharya was. Shukracharya entered, the water not will fall in his hand. And Bhavandev said, oh, it is obstacle, it is inside something. I shall see. And he told, push there one kush. And Shukracharya become one eye lost. Then water come. And Bali Maharaj make sankalpa, the first part I have given, second I have given, and Bhavan they've taken first whole heart, second whole heaven side, and now my third step, I conquered with my 2 steps, the Sargamatta. And what you will give now? Then he told, I have nothing, but I give your head. Then he offered to him his head, and he put it, his merciful footstep, and told, you are my dear devotee, I am giving in Shutal Puri. There is all the sukh and peace existing there. You go there and stay. I am giving you that place. And I think I am very happy with your this gift. Then you can take boon from me. I can give one boon to you. And Mali Maharaj said, yes, I need that. But you will be my gatekeeper there in Sudarpuri. You will protect my Puri. Gone. Yes, many times then the demons shown their power, and all power coming through Lord Shiva to the demon. And sometimes some power coming from Vishnu, like Vrittasur, because he has devotion and he not lose his devotional power. And Vishnu always helpful with him. Indra thrown his weapon, Vajra. You know Vajra? Indra thrown that Vajra. And no, Indra wants to throw that Vajra. That time Mitra should give no one hunkar. Hunkar means, very big sound, and fall down from Indra's hand, that Vajra. Indra means shaking, shocked, and fall down from his hand, the weapon, Vajra. And Vishrasur told, what you are looking, Indra, nonsense. Take the weapon and throw to me. Otherwise you cannot get victory. Take. And again, Indra, take it and throw. Through that weapon to Vrittasur. Vrittasur, that sloka I forgot, very nice sloka was Vrittasur. Not getting time to see the books again. 3 years I read something. After joining in a mosque. And after that, I have no opportunity to read the books, actually. There is one very nice sloka. Vrittasur said to Indra, you know that, remember that sloka? Many sloka he told, but one sloka is very famous. In Bengali expression, tumi eibar pocha gola somosto niye tumi rajitto ta koro, tomar jak khushi tumi eibar tai koro, ami chollam bhagwaner sevay. Amar kal sampurno hoyeche. এখন আমি ভগবানের সেবাতে যাচ্ছি, তুমি এই সমস্ত নরক নিয়ে থাক। ইউ স্টে উইথ দি হেলিশ পজিশন।
How could Aurobindo Ghosh know that the British were blessed by Krishna?
Actually, activity of the British, to see the activity of the British government, he can understand. Anyone can understand who is little brilliant, he will understand. Who knows what is demoniac activity and what is demigod's activity. Demigod always obeisance to God. This is their activity. They do not know so much about God, maybe, but always obeisance to the God. That is nature of demigod, a general nature. But sometimes making much offense to God, and they are suffering from it, and offense coming different way. Maybe sometimes they are making offense to some rishi, some muni, and they are giving curse to him. Indra's offensive now is Sahasra Lochan, and a thousand is eyes. But which way he have got thousand eyes, you know. Then sometimes they are making offenses, and that reaction coming to them, finally it is getting some help of devotion. Seishav sadhane roti tuchhaval Krishna bhakti vinataha dhikyanare phal. All kinds of sadhana, all kinds of practice, the satisfaction, practice for the satisfaction of the Lord. If not will get help of devotion, nothing will work and nothing can give the good result. When it is included with the mood of devotion to Lord, then karma, gyan, yoga, everything giving some good result. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very widely, Buddhi Yoga, second chapter of Buddhi Yoga, second chapter or third chapter or fourth chapter, maybe. Second, he expressed very nicely Buddhi Yoga. Very wide vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur shown to us. That Buddhi Yoga given connection with all, then they are giving some result. Varnasrama Jarvata Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Aradhya Devanta Nanna Tattu Sukharana. The Varnasrama Dharma also, if not with, included with Buddhi Yoga, not with included or what English, not with influenced by Buddhi Yoga. But not so much of nothing can give. No value of Varnasrama there. Kidnapadaya Jagiratin Sramaya Vaishyavala. But first line of that sloot, Kidnapadaya Jagiratin Sramaya Vaishyavala. If not, Dharma Sanushtita Pungshan Vishakshena Katha Suryasot Padaya Jadirati Samaya Vaikeva Dharma Sanushtita Sal Su Anushtita Sanushtita. Su Anushtita means very, but perfectly if you practice the religion. But if that not only gives attachment and attraction for the Harikatha, that practicing time, process and metal, materials, everything is useless for you. Sramaye vahi kevalam, sthula tushav ghatinam. This another sloka told. Sthula tushav ghatinam means a rice skin, that is called tush. Rice skin, paddy, paddy skin and rice, and tush. If you will only give a hammer to the tush, rice not will come out. Because inside there are no rice. That is only tush. The tushabha khatinam. Janyaro vindakha vimukta manina. Tajyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Arujya kritchena parangpadam tatopadanta dhonadrita jishmadanga. Who is thinking, I have done so much and I am now delivered in position. He can think many things. But his position is not clear, not clean. He is going so far up to Brahmaloka, but falling down from Brahmaloka.